You're listening to Review Deja Vu, part of the We Love Where You Live podcast series brought to you by the Michigan Municipal League. Here's your host, Lisa Donovan.
Frazier, you have just won the Michigan Municipal League's 2018 Community Excellence Award. Where are you going?
We're going to McKinley Park!
Yay!
Congratulations!
Thank you!
Michael Lesich, as a member of the Frazier First Booster Club, what does winning this award mean to the community of Frazier?
Well, I think this award represents the culmination of 12 or more long years of work, fundraising, and thousands of volunteer hours by a dedicated group of people. And I hope we take this back and they feel the same pride we do for this project and our community.
Christina Woods, as the director of the Frazier Recreation Department, what impact has McKinley Park had on your community?
This park has really given our community an engaging, exciting place for people of all abilities and all ages. And I really hope that this park will serve as a reminder to all the volunteers who've been involved that with hard work, dedication, and passion, you can make big things happen, and hopefully will spur other volunteer efforts into the future.
Great effort. Great project. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Lisa Donovan, and I'll be your host today for the Review Deja Vu podcast. Today we are at the League's 2018 convention in Grand Rapids, and we'll be talking with one of our Community Excellence Award finalists, the City of Frazier. They've created a fabulous barrier-free park, and they're going to be telling us about that. Why don't you all introduce yourselves?
My name is Christina Woods, and I'm the Parks and Recreation Director for the City of Frazier.
My name is Sherry Stein, and I'm the Frazier First President.
Hi, I'm Michael Lesich. I'm a council member for the City of Frazier and a member of the Frazier First Booster Club.
Great. All right, Christina, why don't you fill us in a little bit on how this park project got started. The McKinley Barrier Free Park and Playground for People of All Abilities. I like that title.
Yes, the park really started as a seed of passion in a few of our residents' hearts, where they wanted to create a play area that was for all abilities, so not just putting in a few accessible playground equipment, but to make sure that the whole playground is completely accessible from when you go from the parking lot all the way to the playscape. Because we saw that it's really important for children to be able to play with people who maybe have different barriers in place for them. So to be able to provide that area where everybody can come together and play on the same playing field.
Kind of produces a comfort level between the people, doesn't it?
Yes, and it helps promote understanding and understanding of, you know, people, different people that are unlike ourselves. Mm-hmm. So we've been seeing a lot of that, as well as also intergenerational play, where, you know, a lot of grandparents will be coming out with their grandchildren. They're able to get to every part of the park.
Great.
You know, because we're seeing a lot more of that in our communities.
Right. I have a grandchild, so I know.
Yeah.
So, Michael, you mentioned there's a Frazier Booster Club, a Park Booster Club. Tell us about the Booster Club.
Okay. The Frazier First Booster Club was created with its initial mission to build McKinley Park. We started as a Parks and Rec project, and during the Great Recession, we ran out of money at the city level, and a group of volunteers led by Vanya Apps, our founder and president, past president, came to the city and said, if we raise the money, will you build the park? And they said, sure. They didn't believe we could raise it, but we did.
How much money did you raise?
To date, I'd say we've raised well over $600,000.
Wow.
And the group, Frazier First, has been a primary funding source for this project. We've gone out for large grants from the state. We've gone for a federal land water conservation fund grant, and Frazier First was the power behind making that happen.
And how much money has the city put into the project?
The city's put in probably between $100,000 and $150,000 with in-kind contributions, some cash, but primarily the effort has been the fundraising's Valentine's dances, spaghetti dinners, raffles.
Everything you can think of. Huh?
Anything you can think of to make money, we've given it a try.
Well, that's great. You're involving the community. They've got a say in what the park looks like and feels like, and they can put their dollars into getting it going.
And that's
Sorry. And that's exactly the reason why I started about 6 years ago. I became, a member of Fraser First. And then about probably not even 6 months ago, I became the president. I took on some big, huge shoes to fill. But the reason why I started this is because I can see that this community needed something like this. And this community came together to make this happen. It wasn't like corporations saying, we're going to do this for you. You know, this community came together to build this park. So I feel like you put more effort into it, so you're more proud of it, you know?
Right, they've got ownership.
Yeah, ownership, they've got a stake
correct. In it, yeah.
And, you know, bringing all the families together. I have children, you know, bringing them in and showing what you can do for a community to make it better. So that's the reason why I got involved in. This is a great group. I mean, tenacious is not even the word for it. They have worked so hard for the past 12 years. I've only been involved in 6 years, and it's an amazing thing that we've been doing there in Fraser.
Great. Well, I saw your presentation earlier, and I really like kind of the before and after. You made a really stark difference. You showed the before pictures in the snow and the after pictures in the summer, and it really made the park look so bright and inviting. Tell me a little bit about some of the features you have in the park.
Yeah, so like we said, everything is accessible. So all of the playground equipment either has a ramp or a transfer pad where, you know, if you're in a wheelchair, you're able to get up and access all parts of the playground. And the really cool thing about the park is that because we are doing it this really grassroots way, it has come together in phases. So the first phase was a comfort station and parking lot. In the walking path, we have a 0.6-mile walking path around the park. And then as we were able to raise more funds, we put in the playscape, the two playscapes, and we just recently put in the swing set area. So it continues to grow.
So you don't consider it done now? You still have future plans?
Yes, there's definitely future plans. Mm-hmm. I think the next step will be looking into adult gym equipment, outdoor gym equipment in the park, maybe a pavilion, things that, you know, really will cement that area as a place that people can come to and spend the entire day with.
How do you decide what the next phase is going to be? Is that kind of a community input process or?
It's a joint venture between the city and Fraser First Booster Club, which, as we've said, is the main funding behind this whole project.
So what has been the reaction of the community? What kind of impact do you think this is having in Fraser, the park?
We, next to McKinley Barrier Free Park, is a Hanover Grove cooperative. There's 500 individual single family townhouses.
Oh, wow.
2,000 people live there, about 600 children.
Wow.
And prior to that, they had a park next to them that had absolutely no modern conveniences, no modern things to play on. It has really transformed that neighborhood and turned that park into something that was a teenage hangout that wasn't drawing families. And now Hanover Grove and the surrounding subdivisions are now using that park on a daily basis. People that said, why are you going to do that, are now out there every day walking the path every day.
Great.
I wanted to make one point. You mentioned that you're a grandmother.
Yes.
I'm about to be the grandfather for the second time.
Ah, excellent.
And I look forward to bringing my grandchild out there as often as possible because we have a toddler area, which is a feature that doesn't happen a lot in parks.
Right.
And
right.
We're going to be able to go out there right away with me, my wife, and my new grandchild.
So. Oh, that'll be so fun. Great.
And another thing, Mike, I think that was a good thing about being a grandparent, that this park, you know, you can go to it even if you have a disability, like if you're an older person and you can't get around very well, you can still take your grandchild to a park and enjoy.
It could be the adult that has a disability
right.
and the child.
Exactly. So no matter what, all abilities can come. And, you know, a lot of grandparents are raising their children, their grandchildren nowadays.
Right, right.
So this gives them the accessibility to go somewhere where they all can be play together, basically.
And be a regular family.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, that's great.
People say, what is a barrier-free park? And just some of the basic things are, when you get out of the parking, or when you park your car at our facility and our park, when you get out of the park, there are no curbs that hinder you from, if you're in a walker.
Wheelchair,
if you're
walker,
in a walker, wheelchair, however you're getting around. And everywhere else in this park, the inclines are meant so that you can take a wheelchair to them. We have a sand pit, toddler play area, And you can take a wheelchair right up to that, and there is a sand and water table where a child in a wheelchair can actually use it.
Wow, that's great.
Right next to every other child in the park.
Yeah, yeah.
And those are the kind of things we want, inclusive play. And what we are really trying to do is educate people. We call it curing ignorance through play. Because a lot of people see someone that is disabled, and they can't imagine them playing with their child or whatever. We are trying to cure that. We are trying to make sure that everybody has a chance.
People who are different from us in so many ways. Yeah.
Yes, and that has really been a fantastic thing for this park.
So have you seen a good mix of children with disabilities and children without disabilities coming to the park and enjoying it?
And adults with disabilities. Mm-hmm. We have an adult with disabilities education program right near the park. They are there often. They volunteered. They built little libraries that are now in the park. And
great.
So we are seeing everyone from children to adults with all abilities. Mm-hmm. And that's really the key for me.
Great. A great playground, a great play space for understanding each other. Yeah.
Yep. And benches for old people like me that want to walk along the path and get a little
and watch the kids play.
That's right.
That's great. Well, I think that's about all the time we have for today. I really appreciate all of you joining us. And your presentation, like I said, was really wonderful. People are voting now. I know you've got your booth out there. You guys are really active. And on Saturday morning, we'll find out who's the winner, who's going to take the cup home.
Yes, and I just want to say it's just an honor even to be nominated. You know, all of the Community Excellence Award projects are really shining a light on something that is very important, creating our cities to not only have the roads and infrastructure and all those things, but to foster the person, the people in the community, and make sure that they're happy and healthy and living a fulfilling life within our community.
More quality of life issues, right. Yeah. Well, great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you joining us. And look for the story of the Fraser McKinley All Barrier Free Park in the Review Magazine. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
This has been a production of the Michigan Municipal League. For more information on our programs and services, please visit www.mml.org and join us for the next episode of We Love Where You Live.